With all the different things being said about God these days, it is small wonder that people are confused. How are they going to know what to believe? Well, the best way I know of is to search the Scriptures and see what God says in His Word. If you cannot support what you hear by what God says, you had better forget it. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John the 14th chapter, verse 4, "Whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Repeatedly, our Savior had instructed His disciples regarding this great truth, but they lacked the spiritual discernment to grasp His meaning. Confused, Thomas replied, "Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now Christ did not say, "I am a way," nor "I am the way shower." He stated clearly and conclusively, "I am the way." Furthermore, Christ said, "I am the truth." There seem to be so many voices these days. Every kind of philosophy imaginable is being taught. How does one know what to believe? Believe the truth. But what is truth? Christ is truth. Without Jesus Christ, the wisest man in the world is spiritually ignorant because he has never come to a knowledge of eternal truth. John 8, verse 32 declares, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth that produces freedom is the person of Jesus Christ. When a person believes on Him, he enters into the freedom known only to those who have been born again. Our Lord said also, "I am the life." Christ and eternal life are the same. Jesus Christ could say, "I give unto them eternal life." He is the source and sustainer of life. There is no life apart from Him. Thus, as the way, the truth, and the life, He is everything, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Thus He could say, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Knowledge of the Father is gained through knowledge of the Son. Verse 7, "If ye had known me," Jesus said, "ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." It is true that God has revealed himself in creation. We read in Psalm 19, verses 1 through 3, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." But you see, one cannot understand the mind of God from creation. He can only discover the greatness and power of the Creator. It is only through God's Son that we are able to discern God's thoughts, especially regarding salvation. Now in verse 8, Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Our Lord seemed somewhat distressed at Philip's request. Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Those who would hear the voice of the Father must give attention to the words of the Son. This truth is presented clearly in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. It has been said that some 16 or more Saviors have lived and died in the past. But examine their credentials, and you will be convinced of their error. Jesus Christ claimed that he was the Son of God, that he came to save men who were lost, and that he would die in their place, be buried, and arise from the dead. He did all he claimed he would. His life was pure and blameless, whether viewed by Roman governors, Jewish priests, secular historians, atheists, infidels, agnostics, or Christian believers. His death was sublime. By renouncing his claims, he could have escaped it, but he deliberately laid down his life on the cross. The monument which succeeds his earthly sojourn is composed of millions who have found in him supernatural strength in a living and reliant faith. To be sure, he that has seen Jesus Christ has seen the Father. The Lord Jesus asked Philip another question, though it would seem that it was for the benefit of all. Notice verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The meaning here is, have I been with you these 3.5 years, and you have not realized this yet? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. If the disciples were not satisfied to believe on the basis of what Christ taught, there was no sidestepping of the fact of his supernatural works. Friend, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is one with the Father and one with the Holy Spirit. Let me ask, who is Jesus Christ to you? Have you acknowledged him as your Savior and Lord? Remember, he is the way to God. He is the truth, and he is the life. There is no truth or life apart from him, for it's all summed up in him. Trust him as your Savior and Lord, as we pray together. Our Father, you have told us to draw nigh unto you, and you've said that you will draw nigh unto us. Help some to draw nigh to you today as they come and confess their sins and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I pray this in his holy name. Amen.